Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Okay, let's crack on. It's a big sporting weekend, from boxing to rugby through golf and hurling, and Des Cahill is here to talk us through it. So, Des, the Katie Taylor fight at the Three Arena tonight.
Yeah.
It was kind of a Katie Taylor week, wasn't it?
It
felt like
yeah.
one of those weeks we sat back and appreciated, like a great Irish sports person.
Well, the Katie story is kind of unique in that nobody, I don't recall anybody who's ever as loved as Katie Taylor. I don't recall that at all. And given she hasn't fought here in so long, there's been no professional boxing in Ireland. It's a landmark on a few levels because, for obvious reasons, with the gang warfare that was around boxing.
Yeah.
And, so there has been no boxing. But she comes back, and the love for her, and the irony of, in a sport when there's been fear about all the violence around it, and she's doing a public performance in the ring with Psalm 14 written. I actually googled Psalm 14.
Oh yeah,
God is with you and God is protecting you and God is, and it shows the power of wearing something like that. I went and googled it. But the love for her, and what I think, what I've known Katie since she was young. I haven't met her in the last couple of years. She's in America, you know. She's based in Connecticut. But I think what drives her absolutely bonkers, and a lot of older elite sports people, is, oh, would you not, have you not done enough? You've proved, you've won every fight, you've won every belt, you've you know. Would you not? She's going to be 37 in July. And I think, but people just care for her. But she, I think she hates that. But it's a love, you know, it's a, don't get hurt. Don't. And you, she's had a couple of really tough fights against Amanda Serrano and Persoon, where, you know, I'm sure you saw her face after them. And, you know, you worry for her. And she said, why would you worry about me and not someone else who's getting back?
You're right. Unconscious bias and stuff, isn't it? Yeah. And Camille, is this going to be a tough fight? Well, tell us about Chantelle Cameron.
Well, she's unbeaten as well. She's won 17 pro fights. Katie has won 22. But they met once as amateurs years ago and Katie won. Cameron turned pro because she didn't make the Olympic team in Britain and has been very successful. And she's heavier, like, she's super lightweight. That's 140 pounds compared to 135.
And Katie's stepping up to that weight now.
By 5 pounds, so, and Cameron probably has a longer reach and a bit taller, and that counts for a lot. But I think Katie, Katie will win it, I think.
Yeah.
And, she's and, a tough, one and, tough woman. You
and
know?
It'll be some cauldron as well. Like,
oh, absolutely.
That home crowd and everything. Okay, rugby then. Leinster meeting again in the final, the reigning champions La Rochelle. That's the Heineken Champions Cup final at the Aviva today, at
4:45. I'm doing the radio program from down there, but it's unique. And Leinster only got like under 3,000 tickets for it, because they sell the tickets. There was a final. It was based on the final in Dublin years ago when there was two French teams, and those people didn't bother going to it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And so what they're doing is the tickets for next year's final, which are in London, are going on sale either today or Monday morning. So you can buy them. So lots of people gambled. My son was at the Aviva yesterday. He said he was on the four. There was four old guys from Gloucester in their jerseys going around. So lots of people buy them in the hope their team will reach the final, but they'll still go and make a weekend of it anyway. So it's a very
cosmopolitan. So not so much of a cauldron then.
Well, I don't know.
Crowd,
you see, the hotel rooms tonight in Dublin are so expensive that the fella from Edinburgh or whoever bought them will resell them. So I think Leinster, that's what Leinster are banking on. They want a cauldron because, for the last 2 years, Leinster have lost to La Rochelle and Raj, Ron Nogara, in France, and where the French support was massive. So Leinster believed that that would make a big difference. So if Leinster don't win, because they lost to Munster last week, disaster for Leinster fans. They lost to Munster last week, but they put out their second team, as you know. Yeah. Now, in that, Leo Cullen was giving everybody a game, so it keeps a happy camp. But now that's a trophy gone. So if they lose today, it's another season where they've been brilliant. But if they don't end up with a trophy at the end of it, it's a bit of a disaster. So.
And kind of implications for morale in the Irish camp as well, like, because like
the Irish team,
huge amount of the Irish team are there,
12 or 13 of them. So I'm hoping the home team will swing it for Leinster. It'll be absorbing. It'll be so physical, so tough, and it'll be a really dramatic. It'll be well worth watching. I think it's on RT2.
Okay, and big hurling weekend in Munster.
Well, the Cork lads are out. You know, Cork and Clare. Limerick, the All-Ireland champions, have been brilliant. One of the best teams I've ever seen. They could be gone this weekend if Cork win in Clare and if Tip beat Limerick and Turles. I'm going to that. But the whole, that's a lot to happen for it to happen. I mean, Don Lowe Cusick has been, he does a slot now in Morning Ireland on a Friday.
I hear it.
Well, Brian Dobson came to me last week and said, because he's trying to protect hurling and needs to be nurtured, And last week he was going on, it's older than Cuchulainn. It's as old as the Book of Kells, but a better story. Yeah. And Brian Dobson came up to me afterwards. I'm sure you won't mind me telling this, but he said, Dave, I was listening to Donal Logue there. It's very interesting, that line, you know, Hurling is old as Book of Kells and better. But is he aware that's all of the Gospels in the Book of Kells? So, I mean, that's the birth of Christ. There's reincarnation, a bundle of miracles with water and wine. Is that better than Hurling?
Okay, hence the apology yesterday. The backhanded apology yesterday about the Book of Kells, I see. Come here, where are the Irish at in the Gaels? Still there.
Oh, right in there. That's why, like tonight, you know, when the rugby's over and everything else is over and the GAA matches are over, Shane Lowry and Rory McIlroy were out of contention, you saw, after round one, but they're back in contention.
Rory has steadied himself now, has he?
Yeah, everyone worries about Rory. Yeah, he is. They're five shots off the lead and he hasn't played well yet, and he's well capable of playing well in a round or two. So they're only five shots off the lead. It's a really tough course because the rough is really, if you drive the ball into the rough, it's very hard to get it out. So I think they're both still very much in the mix with two rounds to go. It's only halfway.
Okay, so nobody's leaving the house essentially for the next 24 hours.
Well, I'm glad my kids are in an age where they don't have to be dropped to matches and brought to places, because lots of fellas will be sitting glued, and women glued, to the telly with so much sport.
And come here, tell me this. Some people will be wondering, the Liv guys can play in this and in the Masters, is it?
Yeah, Liv guys could win this. This is on you. This is the PGA. It's called. It's the Professional Golfers Association. It's like the union. So it's the strongest field. It's stronger than the US Open or the British Open, because they allow amateurs in as a reward for winning the British amateurs. This is just the professionals, and so it's only the top guys. 99 of the top 100 are playing in it. The other guy who's not playing has an injury, so it's all of the top players, and I do think the Irish lads still have a chance.
Yeah, and so will there
Kerry
be spice
Mayo, by
there?
The way.
Will there be spice there for Rory McIlroy, given how he's been about the Liv thing and all that, and they're all there
he's clearly decided to step back from that now.
Like
he put a lot of energy, emotion into it, didn't he?
He really did. Went on one, didn't he? Yeah. Do you think he's decided I'm looking after Rory now for
a
while?
So.
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. So, Des, what time are you on air today?
Joanne and I are on from 2 to 9, I think. We'll have all Kerry Mayo. Like, there'll be 30,000 in Killarney for that.
Yeah.
Galway, Toronto. It'll be a great old day.
Okay. And then the rugby starts, I think, at 4:45. And I think coverage starts at 4 o'clock on
RTE2.
Okay. Des Cahill, thanks a million for that. As always, we'll take a quick break.
Text 51551. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.